The $55 million project marks the third expansion phase since Mass Mocha opened its doors in 1999. Slated for renovation is 130,000 square feet of gallery space, a near doubling of the current available area. Museum Director Joe Thompson says it will allow Mass Mocha to build upon the success of long-term large-scale exhibits like Ansem Kiefer and Saul LeWitt that involve many partners.
Immersive, big, exciting installations, the kind of work that simply can't fit in conventional urban settings, but for which these big, broad, raw buildings that we're lucky to have here at Mass Mocha are perfect.
Work will also be done to reveal courtyards currently hidden from visitors, improve access to the bordering Hoosic River, and make the entire 26-building, 16-acre campus more walkable. Here's Thompson.
It's a place that rewards exploration and a little bit of bravery. The buildings, the way they sit to one another with elevated walkways, and you've got to go up and down stairs and around. You really have to poke. Curiosity is well rewarded at Mass Mocha.
Bathrooms will be added, and the site's electrical and water capacities, which are currently tapped out, will be upgraded. Thompson says a significant portion of the money will go toward maintenance to preserve the former Arnold Printworks and Sprague Electric campus that dates back to 1860 and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
And the walls are kind of patinated with layers of paint, and the windows don't quite match, and the columns are worn down, literally worn down from people's hands and brushing past them. And you can feel time and labor and work, and there's, I think, probably a kind of nostalgia for this kind of place.
The museum's expansion is slated for $25.4 million as part of a capital facilities bill that recently passed the Massachusetts House and is on its way to the Senate. State Senator Ben Downing, a Democrat from Pittsfield, is the vice chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Tourism, Arts, and Cultural Development. He says there is strong support for the Mass Mocha funding, as the remaining $30 million will be privately raised, and that the state provided $35 million for the museum's launch and initial expansion.
Our colleagues in the legislature look at the previous investments that have been made at Mass Mocha, the commitment of the board of Mocha and others to significantly raise funds to match portions of these funds, and the position it puts the museum in to win contests for significant new installations, I think all put the institution in a strong position, and I think they put us in a strong position to advocate for those funds.
Thompson says on average, Mass Mocha draws 130,000 people annually, a number that's been on the rise. Citing economic studies, Thompson expects this latest expansion to attract an additional 65,000 visitors, resulting in an $11 million impact on the local economy. Coupled with Williamstown's Clark Art Institute's expansion this summer and the region's other art destinations, Thompson says he thinks out-of-town visitors will be forced into an overnight stay instead of just a day trip.
There'll be no way to take that all in a day. The Clark itself will become a 3 or 4 or 5 hour visit. Mass Mocha is, with LeWitt and Kiefer, is already getting hard to visit in 3 or 4 hours, and with this project will become perhaps even a full day.
Thompson says the whole project will take 2 to 2.5 years. Barring any roadblocks in the state funding, he hopes work can start this fall. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.